The works of local artist Tony Maisie can also be found at Dunsborough's Park Shopping Centre inside the Chew Art Gallery. Aside from Tony's works, there's local whale photography, sculptures by Foots Artwork, handmade Australian stock whips, antique toys, pottery, jewellery and handmade silks. Lots of great gifts to remember your visit by. And if you're a scrapbooker, there are supplies in store at the Chew Art Gallery. For more info, you can drop into the Park Shopping Centre any day of the week or look online with links to the Chew Art Gallery from our site, www.touristradio.com.au. When you visit Dunsborough, don't miss the opportunity to call in at How Natural, the Southwest's unique one-stop natural product shop, the perfect place to nurture your mind, body and soul. How Natural manufacture their products in Dunsborough and retail an extensive range of chemical-free soaps, skincare and personal care products, as well as heat packs, sunscreen, insect repellent and essential oil blends. How Natural also specialise in eco-friendly products for the house, laundry and pets, as well as a lovely selection of organic skincare products for babies. How Natural focus on helping people with existing skin problems and helping those of us who simply don't want to use chemicals in our lives. To iron out any travelling kinks, How Natural offer fully professional massage and reflexology by a qualified and accredited practitioner. How Natural, in a naturally beautiful part of the southwest, right next door to the Dunsborough Visitor Centre. A visit to the awe-inspiring Cape Naturalist Lighthouse is just minutes away. The lighthouse is surrounded by national parks, and there are several walking trails which during spring are skirted by beautiful coastal wildflowers. The Cape Naturalist Lighthouse was officially opened in 1904. Visitors today can learn about the essential functions of the lighthouse and discover more about the fascinating maritime history of this region. From August to November, whales on their annual migration can be seen from the lighthouse as they frolic in the bay. There is also a local seal colony that can sometimes be seen relaxing and playing on the rocks below the lighthouse. Tours of the lighthouse operate all year round, with Christmas Day the only exception. The first tour commences at 9:30 a.m. with the last tour at 4:30 in the afternoon. Tickets can be purchased at the Cape Naturalist Lighthouse, and if you're in the region for a while, we suggest you purchase your ticket to visit Nyilgi Cave from the lighthouse at the same time. You'll receive a 10% discount. If you have children, I can guarantee they'll delight in a visit to Country Life Farm, which is just 1 kilometre out of Dunsborough on the road to Yellingup. Kids can hand feed the animals any time of the day, and very happy animals they are. Rabbits, guinea pigs, goats, sheep, geese, ducks, donkeys, ponies, cows, llamas, alpacas and kangaroos, all living the good life. Country Life Farm also has rides, a merry-go-round, boat rides, giant bouncy castle and a huge inflatable slide. It's a paradise for children and for families because there's plenty of room, it's shady and you can relax. Now, I'm a mother of two and I know that when I visit somewhere like Country Life Farm, you can't just go on one or two of the rides. Oh no. You can't just feed maybe three or four of the animals. Oh no. My kids want to touch, smell and explore everything. And this takes time. All the rides are free with entry to Country Life Farm. So when we go, we make a day of it. You have to do very little except arrive and the kids love it. There's a picnic area and barbie facilities and believe me, there's plenty to see and do. Country Life Farm are open every day on Caves Road, just out of Dunsborough. For more info, check out their website with links from our site, www.touristradio.com.au, or grab a brochure from the local visitor centre. About halfway along the road that takes you from Dunsborough to Yellingup, just a little way past Country Life Farm, you'll see the turn-off to the Bush Shack Brewery. Now, the Bush Shack Brewery is a microbrewery with a difference. Their unique beers are brewed using fascinating ingredients, and the repertoire includes scrumptious chocolate beer, a classic Aussie bitter with a chilli bite, a twisted lemon lager, and Dirty Dan's Dark Delight, which is a stout. 12 of the Bush Shack's tantalising brews are on tap, and even wine lovers don't miss out, as the Bush Shack have developed the lip-smackingly good Mango Madness and Scream and Cream flavoured wine-based drinks too. The Bush Shack's a family-friendly kind of place where you can take the time to enjoy your beer or wine and their bush setting. They have barbie facilities, you can bring your own picnic hamper or choose from the snack menu if you just drop in. It's a full pint, so for a bit of rustic Australiana with a tasty edge, visit the Bush Shack Brewery. They're open from 10 every day, halfway between Dunsborough and Yellingup, just down the track on your right.